USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States is advising residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut not to travel domestically after the number of reported coronavirus deaths doubled to over 2,000 nationwide within 2 days. It took about a month from the first report of a coronavirus death on February 29th to the number reaching 1,000 on Thursday. By yesterday, the number of reported deaths had doubled. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued the travel advisory urging the residents of those three states to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for at least 14 days, effective immediately. And a North Carolina county is taking extreme measures to prevent coronavirus from spreading into its community. Dare County, a popular summer vacation area in the Outer Banks, has established checkpoints around the county to stop visitors and non-resident property owners from entering. Since March 17th, only permanent residents with proper identification has been allowed to enter the county. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The surge of coronavirus cases in California that health officials have warned was coming has arrived and will continue. Los Angeles warned that by early next week, his city could see the kind of crush that crippled New York. Newsom said California cases grew 26% in 1 day, even with the results of 65,000 tests still pending. Johns Hopkins University tallied more than 4,700 California cases with at least 97 deaths. After a slow start, testing has accelerated from about 27,000 on Tuesday to a. Americans may have to make do with chocolate eggs this Easter as the real ones are becoming hard to find. Along with hand sanitizer and toilet paper, consumers are filling up their shopping carts with lots of eggs. According to Nielsen, egg sales soared 86% last week compared to 1 year ago. Wholesale prices for a dozen Midwest large eggs surged to a record $3.09, up from $1.03.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline ticket. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It could be a very active hurricane season along the nation's Atlantic coast. And with more information, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Several groups of experts, organizations, and federal agencies will be issuing their predictions, but AccuWeather meteorologists are out with their report of what's expected in the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. And they're predicting 14 to 18 storms, and of those, 7 to 9 are expected to become hurricanes. In a typical year, there are about 12 storms, of which 6 or so become hurricanes, and of those, 3 usually become major hurricanes. This report predicts this year will be an above-average activity year, as was 2019, when there was a total of 18 storms. 6 of them became hurricanes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have returned to the United States after going into self-quarantine in Australia. The couple tested positive for the novel coronavirus earlier this month while in Australia, where Hanks had been doing pre-production work on a film about Elvis Presley. Hanks is set to play Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in the film. Production on the project is currently suspended. Hanks said, "Many, many thanks to everyone in Australia who looked after us. Their care and guidance made possible our return to the USA. And many thanks to everyone who reached out with well wishes." Stay updated on the coronavirus with well wishes. Stay updated on the coronavirus outbreak.